Now onto the controversy swirling around the New England Patriots. This should be a happy time for the team and their fans. The Pats are AFC champions on their way to the Super Bowl for the sixth time in the last 14 years.
But instead of talking about how they're going to win the championship February 1st, they are fielding questions about underinflated footballs in last Sunday's AFC championship game against the Indianapolis Colts. Today, Pats coach Bill Belichick said he was shocked by the allegations. He denied any involvement in what has now turned into a major embarrassment for his team.
In my entire coaching career, I have never talked to any player, staff member about football air pressure. That is not a subject that I have ever brought up.
At the press conference today, Belichick said he had no idea how the balls were deflated or who, if anybody, might have deflated them. And he offered reporters very little information beyond that.
So that's where we are.
Bill, aside from the NFL investigation, in your own investigation, did you find whether or not anyone will...
I've told you everything I know.
Coach, what do you say to your critics?
I have nothing. I don't have an explanation.
But Coach, what do you say to your critics?
Notwithstanding what you've said here today, there are a lot of people who are questioning your integrity who say that you are winning...
I've told you everything I know.
But what do you say to critics who are challenging your character, which seems to go well beyond the sport of football?
Told you everything I know.
Any message to the fans? Any message to the fans who are watching all of this and are upset by this?
I've told them everything I know. There's nothing else I can add to it.
New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick speaking earlier this afternoon at Gillette Stadium. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is expected to face the media later this afternoon. In the meantime, we're joined by Ben Volen. He's the NFL reporter for the Boston Globe. He's at Gillette Stadium right now. And Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today. Tom Brady set to talk here in about an hour. Should be very interesting.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I want to ask you about that. But first, I want to ask you that series of answers from Belichick where he basically said he's got nothing else to say. It sounded sort of excruciating. What did you make of it?
It was an interesting tactic by Belichick, and from his and the team's perspective, probably the right one. He came out today and held his first press conference since the incident broke, and had an opening statement that was 8 minutes long. He explained everything from his perspective. He said he had no knowledge of anything about the footballs. No one had told him anything about it. First he heard of it was Monday morning. He doesn't understand how this would happen. He as you heard in that answer, doesn't put much emphasis into the whatever the condition of the football is. He likes to say whatever it is, we'll roll it out there and we'll play. Even when asked about what happened, he said you'll have to ask Tom Brady. He kind of put the ball squarely in Brady's court.
And Ben, let's listen to that. Because it did sound as though he's kind of recusing himself from the controversy, but he
exactly
did mention Tom Brady. Here's what he said. Let's listen.
Tom's personal preferences on his footballs are something that he can talk about in much better detail and information than I could possibly provide.
So, Ben, did you read that as Belichick suggesting that Brady might know how this happened?
Definitely. And if you talk to people inside the league, all eyes have to be looking upon Tom Brady right now. He's the one who has the most at stake in terms of how the ball feels. He touches it every single snap. And it's very common throughout the league for quarterbacks to scuff up and kind of doctor the footballs how they like them. Aaron Rodgers admitted he likes to overinflate the footballs beyond what the NFL allows. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, they were part of a big drive to get a rule changed in the NFL to let the road team provide their own footballs instead of just relying on whatever the home team gives them. So Tom is very particular about his football. Clearly, if anyone knows what's going on with the football, it's going to be him. And even if it's not him directly doing it, if it's a ball boy or a team employee, they're not doing anything that Tom Brady doesn't want done. So it'll be very interesting to see what he says at his press conference in an hour. Bill Belichick basically said, hey, don't look at me. You'll have to talk to him.
Is that a little, let me just ask you about that. As head of the team, is it strange that the coach wouldn't sort of suggest that he, if something untoward had happened, that he might take some of that responsibility?
It was interesting. Usually a CEO, even if he's not directly involved, will oftentimes step up and say, hey, the buck does stop with me. And Belichick definitely didn't this time. which is why I think Brady is going to come out in an hour and kind of apologize for this, maybe take some of the responsibility, apologize, say, you know, do it very sheepishly, and hey, I'm sorry, I didn't think this would be such a big deal. Everyone around the league does it. I apologize. Just kind of come be forthright about it and take responsibility. I think that's the best way for them to take the heat off this story and to end it. Just have someone own up to it. Tom Brady is obviously a very likable figure by fans here in New England and across the country. If he just kind of takes responsibility and does it very sheepishly and flashes a big smile, I think people will be willing to forgive him. The NFL can come down with their punishment pretty soon, and then they can move on from this, because the last thing the Patriots and the NFL want is this thing lingering into next week during the Super Bowl. So I think very soon here we're going to hear from Tom Brady and then probably from the NFL. Just rip the Band-Aid off and get this thing over with.
I see. Well, let me ask you a little bit about this other stuff, because before Deflategate, there was this controversy over Spygate when the Patriots were caught illegally taping defensive signals from the New York Jets back in 2007. I'm just wondering, I mean, as you say, if they rip the Band-Aid off and put this behind them, that's one thing. But how badly does this damage the Patriots' brand, their reputation, and taint Brady, Belichick, and the Patriots?
This is obviously an explosive story, and I've heard from hundreds, if not thousands, of fans just on Twitter and email. I mean, it's been a crazy story the last few days. And here's what I can gather, is that this story doesn't change anyone's perception. If you think of the Patriots as cheaters and you don't like Bill Belichick and you discount everything they've done because of the Spygate scandal, this is just further proof that the Patriots are cheaters and that they're not a likable team and you're not going to root for them or think that they're one of the greatest dynasties ever. And then on the other side, you have a lot of fans here in New England who will defend the team to the death and say, deflating balls isn't a big deal. They still, destroyed a lot of teams this year, and fair and square got to the Super Bowl, and this is their sixth in 15 years. Belichick and Brady are still the greatest coach and quarterback of all time. So it's just reaffirming, I think, whatever you think of the Patriots, and it's not going to change your mind. It's just going to further cement your beliefs.
Sure. I want to ask you finally, Ben, just about what the NFL might do if the NFL finds out that the Patriots deliberately deflated the footballs. The organization could face a fine upwards of $25,000. That's my understanding. They could also lose a draft pick, and I guess that's something that the Colts fans would like to see happen. What do you think the NFL will do or would do in a case like this?
Well, the minimum penalty is actually that $25,000 fine, but the NFL is Roger Goodell, the commissioner, can increase that penalty if he wants to. He can include a larger fine. He can fine the individual responsible and the organization. Realistically, look, if you want to fine if it's Brady who did it, if you want to fine him $100,000 and then maybe fine the team another $100,000, I think that's more than appropriate. This is quote-unquote cheating, but it's not the worst cheating in the world either. They still did win the game 45-7. And if you want to even really be tough, sure, take away a fourth or a fifth round draft pick. Roger Goodell is in a tough spot. He doesn't have the best track record recently of handling off-field investigation and came under a lot of heat, obviously, for the way he handled Ray Rice. So I think he's under some pressure here not to just let the Patriots skirt on this one. He's got to come out with some sort of penalty. So I think if they fine $100,000 and dock a fifth-round draft pick, they could couch that as serious punishment.
All right.
That would probably take a lot of the heat off the situation.
All right. Well, more to come on this later this afternoon. Ben Volen is the NFL reporter for the Boston Globe. He's joined us from Gillette Stadium. Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, it's been 5 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Citizens United. We'll consider its impact with Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.